And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
This is Liz Johnston at Verrill Dana. Do you pay your employees for attending training programs? You probably know that employees must be paid for all hours spent working, but it's important to know whether your employee training falls in the definition of hours worked under the Fair Labor Standards Act to avoid a potential wage and hour issue later on. The FLSA provides that training programs and other similar activities do not need to be counted as hours worked if four criteria are met. Attendance must be outside the employee's regular working hours. Attendance must be voluntary. The employee must not perform any productive work during attendance. And the course, lecture, or meeting or training must not be directly related to the employee's job. But when is training directly related to the employee's job? The FLSA indicates that this turns on whether the training is designed to make the employee more effective at his current position, which would weigh on being directly related, or whether the training offers an additional, higher skills designed toward advancement. If you have questions about whether your training programs should be counted as hours worked, contact me or another member of Verrill Dana's Labor and Employment Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill.